You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Welcome to your Monday show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
The good news is you've only got four more sleeps until Friday. Okay, so if you're counting, but you're already up. You're already moving. You know what I mean? You're already like past the hardest part, which is like opening up your eyes, like getting your day started. You're probably already in the car. So like you're past the hardest part of Monday, which is the good news. The day is already rolling, you know? How was the weekend?
It was fun. We just had like a really chill, relaxing, cozy weekend. We got all of our, like, our goal on Friday was to get all of our annoying errands out of the way, which was actually like ended up being kind of nice and fun. So we got like all of the errands out of the way and then got everything we would need so we would not have to leave the rest of the weekend. And we just blew up our air mattress and we just had to sleep over in the living room all weekend long and watch movies.
Isn't it fun how you can go from being an adult to such a kid and like,
that's
like
all we literally do. Sleepovers are our favorite thing to do ever in the living room. It's the best.
Like sometimes I feel like I really have my life together. Like I'll spend like my such a large amount of time running a whole other business outside of here. Like I have an LLC like that I run. I'm like, well, I'm such an adult. And then I'll go play like 45 minutes of Donkey Kong. And I'm like, how does this exist in the same space? I don't understand how that even works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was in New York this weekend and New York's such a weird place. Everyone like loved New York. And every time I go to New York, I'm always wondering, like, what about New York is that everyone loves so ferociously about this place?
You don't like it?
I'm just not a huge New York fan. Mm. Like, Charlotte loves New York.
I love it, too.
You love it as well?
I love it.
I don't know. I just can't figure out what about. There's a lot of stuff to do, that's for sure. There's definitely a lot of stuff to do. Like, I can't get past just how many human beings live there. And, like, just what they're all about. Like, getting from one place to another is so chaotic. I literally, and obviously, like, walking is, like, the best way to do it. Y'all, I literally, in the course of 48 hours, saw two people pooping on the curb. Like, two human
beings.
That's
the magic of New York, baby.
Both times.
Spice up your life.
Charlotte came to mind both times because Charlotte, like,
what?
No, because I just kept thinking about how much Charlotte loves this place. And I'm like, how in the world can you love this place so much? Like, I've seen two people pooping and it's just.
But think about like all the people busking for their dreams outside.
There's a lot of busking. There's a lot
and
of
the
busking.
People like who can dress however they want and
totally.
Feel so authentically themselves. And
they are.
It's just the magic. You never know what's going to happen. And sometimes that's pooping.
Yeah, you might see a celebrity or somebody pooping on the street. And honestly,
sometimes both.
And I think the options are exciting.
Sometimes you see celebrities pooping on the streets. And you just never know. You just honestly never know.
Now. Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three. With Jess. Number three.
Sunset Cove, known as Middle River's original beach bar, is permanently closed according to its Facebook page. The bar restaurant owned by Dave and Scott Steele has been a staple in Middle River for over a decade, and the Cove was known for its atmosphere, different themed events over the years, including game day Sundays, 4th of July celebrations, and even an early spooky Halloween party in the summer. The Facebook post did not give any reason for the shutdown, but they did thank their team and loyal customers. But that is the only information that anybody has.
Yeah, if anybody knows anything about this, let us know. You can text us 410-583-1065. The post did seem kind of just like
really weird too for that to happen before summer.
Right. That's what I was thinking too. It seems like a weird season to just be shutting down for sure.
Number two.
A giant inflatable Mars balloon caused a bit of a scene in D.C. over the weekend when it broke loose from its display area outside of the Kennedy Center. and started rolling down toward a nearby highway. The balloon, which stands about 30 feet tall, is part of the Kennedy Center's outdoor art exhibit called Celestial Bodies, Earth, Moon, Mars. But somehow, the Mars balloon slipped free from its tethers and was spotted bouncing and rolling across the plaza before heading down toward the road. Luckily, nobody was hurt, and the runaway balloon was safely wrangled in and brought back to its spot. Staff at the Kennedy Center say they're going to double check the anchors and to make sure it never happens again. And if you want to see the exhibit, it's running through April 15th. But yeah, if you saw like a massive, massive balloon, it was Mars. It was part of an exhibit. And luckily, everybody's okay.
Was anybody down there when that happened?
Could you imagine? No. You're like, what is that?
Well, just with like everything going on in D.C. this weekend with all the protests and everything, it was, I'm sure it was already like chaotic enough. And then all of a sudden, like you look over and Mars is heading your way. I just can't imagine.
Number one.
It does not matter how famous you are. Even if you're Mariah Carey, your teenager will still be embarrassed by you. Carey's 13-year-old son, Rockin', was in the middle of doing a Twitch stream, trying to do his thing online, when suddenly his mom made an unexpected cameo and popped into his stream. Obviously, the chat went absolutely wild, but Moroccan was not having it. Take a listen.
What are y'all talking about? That's my sister.
I know. I just want to get everyone's help.
Why are y'all? Oh, okay, y'all need to get out now. Just everybody get out. Mom, I can see you. Okay. You're saying, hi, Mariah, I love you. Oh, my God.
Hi, you guys. I love you. Hello, Ms. Carey.
I love how the mom get out of my room energy spares no one, not even Mariah Carey. Like, if you watch the video online, he didn't even know that they were in. It's almost like she went in there secretly. So that's why he's like, he's noticing on the chat when everyone's like, Mariah! Everyone starts freaking out. And he's like, wait, what? And then he turned around. And then there's his mom. And he's like, Mom, get out.
I mean, because your parents still your parents.
Get out of my room, Mom.
Because you think, like, they never, your parents not that celebrity, you know, that your parents not Mariah Carey, your parents not Will Smith, your parents not whoever. Like, your parents always going to be your parent. You know what I mean? They're never like that cool celebrity that everybody thinks they are. So I get it, but
I'm sure
to see it like in that point of view that we're seeing today, it seems like, wait, what? How can you not think that's so cool when Mariah Carey walks in the background of your Twitch Live or whatever, you know? Yeah.
This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
This has got to be the saddest way ever to lose $2.5 million. I'm going to tell you right now, before you get invested in this story, it's going to make you sad. It's going to be a very sad edition of PA So Cray Cray today. Like, I'm just hoping that maybe together we can come together as a group of Maryland to help our neighbors up north for PA So Cray Cray today. All right, if you've never been here for one of these, Jess, how does this one work?
PA So Cray Cray is a segment about our neighbors in PA, just because more of like the random, bizarre, unexpected stories come out of there. It's not like there's no shade, no tea. Like, we love our neighbors in PA. It's just kind of like the, wait, what's going on over there?
They just get like the weirder headlines than us. And I don't understand why. Like, we go through the whole Mid-Atlantic region. Like, trust me, if Maryland was getting these kind of headlines, we'd be all over this. But we just don't. We just don't get weird, funky headlines. DC, not really. They have the Mars story today. That was kind of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, see that, like, stories like that, like a 30-foot balloon getting
fun,
like loose from
funky,
a space exhibit at the Kennedy Center down the street, almost on the freeway. That's the kind of vibe that we're looking for.
But like, Pennsylvania, always something weird going on, and we don't know why. We don't understand why. In Maryland, it's just like never weird. Pennsylvania, always weird. Why? Y'all, this one's going to break your heart a little bit. Man, there's a 76-year-old woman, sweet as can be. This woman's just trying to do the best she can do in the world. She's got this old jacket, and she goes and she donates it to the Goodwill because she's not wearing it anymore. She's just trying to do good for her community like we all are, right?
Okay.
So, next couple of days, she was like, oh my gosh, I think that I misplaced my lottery ticket. And then she goes and she checks the normal numbers that she plays in the Powerball, and she realizes, oh my God, my numbers that I typically play every single week are the winning lottery numbers for $2.5 million.
No, it's in the jacket.
Let me find that lottery ticket. Oh my God, I think I left that lottery ticket in that jacket pocket.
No.
Let me go find that jacket. Oh my God, that's the jacket that I took over to the Goodwill. Y'all, this woman literally donated this jacket to her local Goodwill. Just trying to do her best over here for her local community up in Monroeville, Pennsylvania. So she contacted Goodwill like anybody would, right? They check, they check, they check. They look for that jacket everywhere in the Goodwill. The jacket had already been sold, right?
No.
So what do they do? She calls over to the lottery office and say, hey, we can't do anything unless you actually find
the ticket,
that lottery ticket. So right now,
did anyone submit it though?
Everywhere over, no, not yet.
Okay,
that's
good.
The problem. Everywhere in Monroeville and surrounding areas are trying to find this winning lottery ticket for $2.5 million for this poor woman that literally has rightfully won this money, 76 years old, but like they can't find this ticket anywhere. Listen to her here.
I was stupefied. There's no words for it. It was like beyond expression. How can I get it back?
How can I get it back?
At least, so I'm not going to lie, the fact that no one has claimed the money makes me feel a little bit better about it.
A little bit.
So as long as no one gets the money, then it's fine. But if someone else uses her numbers for her lottery ticket, I would be so bummed.
This story bums me out, man. Like, I mean, 2.77, I mean, she's 76 years old. I mean, think what that can do for this woman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and here's what she said. She says she hopes, and this is how nice this one. This is why I want her to really get this ticket back. She goes, she hopes whoever finds the ticket really needs the money.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's how she's ending this story. And I'm
she's
like,
so sweet.
Yo.
I hope it finds its way back to her somehow.
I do, too.
Something will. Something will. She deserves it.
So, listen, I'm going to keep you posted on this story because only weird stuff happens in Pennsylvania. Never, 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 never are we getting stories like this. If y'all are near Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Y'all find this ticket for this poor woman, okay? That's PA so cray-cray today.
Someone posted on Reddit this morning, what are examples of being picked last in gym class as an adult? And I'm not going to lie, going through these this morning kind of hurt.
That
and I want to see if you agree if they hurt just as bad.
That same punch in the feeling, that kind of that left out feeling. That like
I didn't connect the two. I'm like, wait, oh, that is what that feels like. You know what I mean?
Well, as someone that always got picked last in gym, I'm sure. That, like...
So you tell me if this hits the same, okay?
All right, perfect.
Someone said, getting invited out just to be the designated driver.
Yeah, I would say that's
Why'd you laugh so hard, Charlotte?
That's probably the same one. Like,
it's just so funny. It's like,
have you done that to someone before?
As the sober one, I'll get that sometimes where my friends are like, well, can you come pick us up? And I'm like, no, as your sober friend, I'm not coming to just pick you up. Like, that's crazy to ask me. Don't do that. That's wild. No, don't do that to me.
Friends wanting a group photo together and handing you the phone.
Dude. Can I tell you
this? I want to defend this for a second, but you go first.
I was going to say this was going to be my thing, and this is going to be so specific to like just radio people probably, but like this happens sometimes. This is going to be my like feeling like almost like getting picked last in gym.
Okay.
Like if you come up to me and you're like, oh my gosh, Kramer and Jess, it's so crazy. Hey, Kramer, can you take a picture of me and Jess?
Oh,
and
I'm like, you were going to say that.
And I was going to be like, what, me? Like take a picture of just you and Jess? Like what am I, just a photographer over here? Like
that does happen a lot.
Like to me, like, that is the getting picked last feeling of
but
like
why?
Of ultimate, because like who am I? I'm not. This is not Disneyland,
but it is,
and I am not the paid photographer here.
Okay, here's the dealio. Let me defend our amazing listener family for a second.
Yes,
if I'm them and I listen to you every day, and
yes.
you talk about how much that you like and appreciate your personal space, and you have a hard time in crowds,
you
and you don't necessarily like speaking to people all the time, 24/7. If I'm them, I'm maybe not going to be as, I don't know if willing is the right word. Maybe, and I don't want to say excited. Maybe just, maybe they're trying to be mindful of your boundaries that you like to set, which is why people like to take pictures with me more.
If you're at Disney World and Tweedledee and Tweedledum are both out there, you're getting a picture of both of them. And
that's not fair.
It's done. It's over.
I don't think so.
All right, the list is called what, by the way?
This is what are examples of being picked last in gym class as an adult?
Okay.
People talking about party plans in front of you, but you're not invited.
Worst.
Yeah, that's just mean.
Don't do it. So mean.
Everyone going out to lunch at work, but not asking if you want to come.
Ooh, or can we bring you back something? Don't even ask me. Don't even ask me. Or like, yeah, hey, why don't you like order, like, can we bring you back? Or like, or like a place to go. Has somebody ever done that to you before? I had someone do that to me one time. Like, if you can, we're going to get something to eat. If you put a to-go order in, we can bring something back for you. And I was like, what? Excuse me? Like, no, thank you.
No, Okay, I really don't think that's bad. Like, I feel like...
Why?
Because I have been...
Invite me!
No, I don't think everyone needs to be invited everywhere, truly. Like, I... like, being in the building...
So, you're the rudest coworker.
No, listen to me. No, you know why? Because, no, and I'm saying this because... It doesn't bother me. Like, I have been around and like other art. If you don't know, today's 101.9 is in here and the Fan is in here. And like, you know, we're all of your favorite radio shows are in the same building and they'll talk about doing stuff or they'll talk about meeting with people. And like, they've all been here way longer than Kramer and I am not offended if like they want to have some personal time with people that we may not know because that creates a different vibe. I'm not offended by that. I'm really not.
Let's do one more.
What are examples of being picked last in gym class as an adult? Finding out a friend who lives in town came back and does not bother to tell you. I don't think this is bad either.
Don't get me started. All of these are so triggering.
I don't. I had that happen to me.
I had that happen to me one time when I lived in California. And I swear to you, I had a friend come. And I'm not from California originally, but when I lived there, I had a friend do that to me. They literally came, visited San Diego when I lived there, didn't say a word about being there. And the whole time, I didn't even reach out to them. I was like, let me just see. And I swear to you, since that day, I have not said a word to that person. Because I was like, you don't even want to say that you're here?
As someone who's a family, an entire life is across the country in California.
I can't.
Who has to split time between two families. You are not able to see every single person that you want to see. And sometimes it does not work out and it's not personal.
Why am I so triggered right now? It is too early on Monday.
Why are you mad at all of these?
I'm so furious right now. All right.
Kramer and Jess.
$1,000.
All right, let's go. We had a winner last week. Let's see if we can get a winner again this week. $1,000 in free gas. Today we're playing with caller number 10. And who is this?
This is Courtney.
Courtney?
Hey, Courtney.
Hey.
How are we doing, Courtney?
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are we feeling?
Feeling good.
Courtney, if you met Kramer and I at an event, would you want to take a picture with both of us or just one of us?
Both.
Probably both.
See, there you go. Do you feel better about that?
Yeah, no, I do.
Look at
that. I feel way better about that.
That's nice of you, Courtney.
Thank you, Courtney. Thank you for that. Very polite. Courtney, let's go for $1,000. You ready? This is free gas. We're talking. That's a lot of free gas right now. Help anybody's budget out. We're happy to provide it for you. You just got to get through these 7 questions. Jess, how do we do $1,000 minute?
If you could answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash in gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can actually pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass, and then we'll go back to them only if there's time at the end. Courtney, you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number 1. What is the smallest U.S. state?
Rhode Island.
Correct. Question number 2. What popular 90s TV show featured a group of teens with morphing powers who fought against evil forces?
Power Rangers.
Correct. Question number 3. Who famously said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself?
Pass.
Question number 4. How many days are in the month of April?
30.
Correct. Question number 5. What fruit is known for its high potassium content?
Banana.
Correct. Question number 6. What is the largest organ in the human body?
Skin.
Correct. Question number 7. Finish this introductory slogan for the pizza brand. It's not delivery, it's...
DiGiorno.
Correct.
Question number 3. Who famously said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself?
Come on.
Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
You're right!
Did she make that? Yeah. Courtney, you just won.
That's exciting.
Courtney,
what?
Courtney. Okay,
you just won.
Stop the music.
Wait a second.
Stop the music.
Wait, do you know why? Wait, hang on.
That's exciting.
Do you know what you're doing?
Courtney,
hang on.
No, take it back. Take the gas card back.
You know what? That's fair. Not everyone needs to be screaming their head off. Maybe that's just her vibe.
Courtney,
that's fine. I'm not going to force you to be something you're not. That's not what we do here. If you're chill, we accept that. That's totally fine.
You couldn't hear my kids screaming in the background. No,
Courtney, you're like, I'm excited. Like, this is the radio. Like, you know how this works?
That's fair. That's okay.
Have you ever listened to the radio before? Like, he's just like, hey, we're so excited.
No, you're totally fine.
Like, you just did it. You just won $1,000 in free gas.
That's amazing.
No. Put your kids on. Wait, where's your kid? Put your kid on. Put your kid on. Who is that? Put your kid on.
That's Hayden.
Hayden, come here.
Hi, Hayden.
Hayden, come here.
Hi.
Hi, Hayden, come here.
Your mom just won the, like, biggest trivia game ever. How cool is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we needed. Guys, congratulations. You just won a $1,000 minute. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're so excited. We call all the time. So we are very excited.
There we go. There's some excitement. That's what we love. Guys, congrats. All right. So hey, that's how it goes, man. It's just not easy. Every day we get a chance to win $1,000 free gas thanks to our friends over at Dash In. We got 4 more chances this week.
I feel like that was the fastest round ever. No? Was it? That was crazy.
She did it in like 57 seconds.
That was so quick.
So, hey, tomorrow, this could very easily be you. Could we go $5,000 in free gas this week? Possibly. It's only Monday, y'all. We got 4 more chances this week. So get ready to come back tomorrow. Take your chance at $1,000 in free gas. And thank you to Dash In, man. Another grand in free gas. So far this month, we've given away $2,000 in free gas. So tomorrow, we never know, baby. We just never really know. Dash In is the best partner ever. Ever. If you see a Dash In station, you better stop by because, dang it, that's good gas. That's good food. That's good drinks. That's good everything.
Yeah,
right?
I know. They also have their new Spike Burger. It's griddle-pressed beef, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dash In.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra. This is Judge Jess.
Hey, life is hard, all right? There's a lot of disagreements that happen in life, and we thought we'd try to make it a little easier for you. Luckily for us, we've got a very judgmental person on our show. Not a real judge, but just...
Judgmental or just honest. I don't know. I think it depends. You know what I mean?
But Honest Jess doesn't sound as good as Judge Jess. There's no alliteration with that, so... And there's not a theme song that goes with it, and, you know... Unfortunately, we just had to go with Judge Jess, so... So here's how this works. If you ever have a disagreement with somebody, you want an outside point of view of who's right and who's wrong, why don't you call the voicemail? This is a real number, by the way, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us what's happening, and then Jess will rule who's right and who is wrong.
Hey, guys, it's Kelsey from Timonium. I'm calling because my husband and I were looking up trying to find ways to cut back and save a little, and we realized we were spending a ton of money, energy, and time on laundry. And we both kind of share the laundry duties. A lot of the excess laundry is coming from him because every time he showers, which is every day, of course, he has to use 2 towels and he refuses to reuse them. He always says that they won't get dry between uses. My argument is that he's not hanging them up properly. And then our hamper gets completely full. We're using a lot of electricity and water and everything else from washing all these towels. And then it's a lot of work. And I feel like that's a place where we should cut down. But I'm wondering what you guys think and, you know, what other people think about that. He says it's gross. A couple reuses is totally fine. Would love to hear what you guys think.
Literally, I've never done this before. During her call, I literally wrote, Kelsey, he is wrong on my piece of paper.
And that's it, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today.
Like, what are you talking about?
Hang on, let's discuss.
Who does this man think he is?
Hang on. Let's talk about it. So Kelsey's saying my husband uses a towel every time he showers. Two towels.
Two towels.
I don't know what you use
two towels
on.
Every single day. So 14 towels a week. Player? Excuse me,
okay,
sir?
It's a lot. Let's discuss this. Let's discuss this for a second. Because he's saying, like, I don't like to use the same towel twice. Now, I can admit, 2 towels, I'm not quite sure where in his body he's using
a separate towel. Sure it's, like, body or waist and, like, for the head. But, like, huh?
But why would that... Maybe he's got long hair.
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe he's got long hair.
It's okay.
Not sure.
I don't want to clown him for using 2 towels, but sure. I will clown him for using 2 new towels a day.
But... Let's just ask this question of, like,
If a man says, I want to use a different towel every single time, because I got to be honest, I would say 90%, 80 to 90% of the time, I'm using a towel one time and I'm putting it and I'm rewashing it.
Why?
As a single person, I think it's kind of gross.
What?
I think it's kind of gross. I think it's a little bit nasty to be using them same towels twice.
Why? That's so wasteful.
Is it wasteful? Yes.
That's so wasteful.
Is it nasty? I don't know how much I should say about this.
Ew.
It just feels weird. Like once it's like in your parts, all body parts.
But you're clean.
I understand, but it's still in your parts. That it just feels weird.
I'm sorry, but I'll never listen to anything you have to say when it comes to clothing or anything because your stuff is on the floor and it stays on the floor.
It feels weird. So it goes in my parts. Sorry.
Anyways, here's the dealio.
To like rub it all on my body again.
Kelsey's husband, you cannot place blame on Kelsey and y'all's wallets just because you clearly don't know how to hang up your towel correctly. Because if you did so, it would be dry. Now, for him, his argument here is saying that he doesn't want to use it twice because it's not dry in time and he thinks it's gross. Well, yeah, if it's wet and you're not doing it correctly, then obviously it's going to get that like musty smell. But okay, I'm also thinking like their hamper situation must be out of this world. I cannot imagine two towels a day stacked on top of the clothes that you're wearing. Absolutely not, sir. Absolutely not. Figure it out. Kelsey, go get your man. He needs to figure this out.
Is there anybody else that also only uses a towel one time?
A towel a day?
Like,
it's crazy.
Where's a towel a day, people?
Oh, no.
Are me and Kelsey's husband the only people that are towel a day people? Or does anybody else understand that? Who is this, Jess?
This is Aaron in Essex.
Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
You'll only use a towel one time. That's it.
Absolutely.
What?
Every time it's got to go in the wash. I cannot. I'm with Kramer. Once it touches those bits, it's done.
It's done.
It's dead.
Why?
I don't want it all over me. Explain it to Jess.
No, it's too many germs. It's too many germs that are harboring.
But y'all just clean yourselves.
Very clean too, by the way.
So you don't want to hang it up? What do you don't want to? Okay, please tell me. So after you use this towel, what is the state of your hamper looking like during the week? Because that stresses me out.
It's a lot.
I'm not going to lie. It is a lot.
Girl.
It is a lot. However, I don't use two towels. I feel like they could compromise,
right. And
he could just use one towel a week, and that would kind of be the compromise, because I would understand that. I don't need to use two towels. I have long hair.
Yeah.
So I feel like he could just get away with one.
One.
Aaron,
one sounds fair.
No.
One sounds fair. One sounds fair to me. Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it. Let me talk to Chris. Chris, you're also a one towel, one use. That's it. Can't do it twice. Why?
I just use one towel. I get in the shower, get out of the shower. I use that towel, and that is it. It does not go on a hanger to be used again. Because once it hits my body parts, I'm done.
Why?
Yo.
Jess, she can't understand it. Why?
Because it's dirty,
dirty
after it's touched me.
Dirty?
Yeah.
Even though I'm clean, it's dirty.
Yes.
Y'all's hampers must be so musty and nasty with the adding on top of each other a different wet towel and you're throwing it in your hamper on top of the other clothes that you're using during the week. Do you have an endorsement with Tide? Because I'm sure y'all are going through that so quickly. That is so expensive.
Thank you for calling us. Who is this, Jess?
This is Emily in Brooklyn.
Emily.
Hi.
It's not just you. It's who all does this?
Okay. So to start off, you know, my father used to yell at me and tell me to reuse my towel when I was a teenager.
Yeah.
And guess what? Mm. Never happened. Always the one towel a day.
Yeah.
Stay that way. Sometimes I would take two showers a day.
What? Yeah. And then you use two towels a day?
That's it. Yeah.
So he used to yell at me. But now I have four kids. The only person that reuses a towel in my house is my husband. I know he does it. But I, every day, one towel, and I have a girl swimming. She uses a towel for swim. So I'm going, and the way I keep track of everything, it's towel chaos, but I do laundry like every other day.
Hang on.
I have to do.
Wait, hang on.
I do laundry every other day.
Do all of your four kids only use one towel a day?
Yes.
It's you?
Yes.
So it's five. It's five towels every single day?
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Emily.
Plus swim. So that's six.
Okay.
Oh, no.
And guess what? Everyone's happy with this.
Where do they go? Where are the towels? Where
the closet.
Is the space?
The closet must
I
be ridiculous.
I do lots of laundry.
Yeah, lots of...
But I just can't. I dry my parts. I get all up in there and then I'm done.
BGE must
I can't
love
reuse
y'all.
It.
I'm telling you right now.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, what happened? What?
You need to tell me if I potentially ruined my first ever couples relationship. Is that what we call it? So last week I told you that Garage Boy and I are about to possibly, hopefully, make our first couple, our first married couple's friends ever, right? So this would be the first couple that both of us would be friends with for the first time on both ends. And I met this guy at an event a while back, and he's like a local. He's like, honestly, you probably follow him on Instagram right now. He's like one of the biggest Baltimore foodie influencers, and he's awesome. And I've been a fan of his for a really long time. And when Garage Boy and I met him, he was just so cool. And he was like, you guys, we need to get together. You guys and my wife, it'll be like so much fun. So he hit us up about, I'm going to go review this spot. Like, do you guys want to go next Friday? And I was freaking out about what time would be an appropriate time because he left it up to me to suggest.
And you were stressing, dude.
I was like, okay, so what do I say? So this was my response. Okay. This was on Thursday. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday. Okay. Okay. Everyone aware of the timeline? Cool thing.
By the way, Jess has been so stressed. Like the intensity of this conversation has been so high strung. But yes, go ahead.
I was like, we're down for next Friday.
Yeah.
Does 6 p.m. work for you guys? Because that's what you guys told me. Remember, I wanted to say 2 and I didn't.
Jess, like, let's go at 2. I'm like, nobody eats at 2. It's weird. Why are you asking 2? It's so weird.
Anyways, does 6 p.m. work for you guys? We're down to go earlier if you need daytime for your video. As well, right? So I also like added that because I do care about that as well. And he was like, let me check. If we do any earlier, it'll probably be 5:30, but I'll let you know. That was on Thursday, and I have not heard anything back.
Wait, what?
Since I haven't heard, and I was like, okay, sounds good, but I haven't heard anything back since. So my fear.
This is weird.
My fear is that the fear I already had was that I was gonna ruin this because I'm so excited. And what if, like, what if his wife heard and she's like, I refuse to hang out with this psychopath because wouldn't I have gotten a confirmation whether or not they could do it or not?
I mean, I got to be honest. It's a little
that
weird.
That was like 4 days ago.
So the last thing you said is how about 6 and you never heard a word back.
He was like, let me check. I'll let you know.
This is worse than dating. Honestly, this is almost worse than dating.
What do you
think that means? So now the question is, can you double text?
No, I can't.
It's almost like, okay, you won't say anything back?
Well, if I don't hear from him, I guess on Thursday I would have to be like, but that's so lame.
Why
I guess
don't
I would
you
just
reply to a story just as like a casual, like, remember me?
Just start liking all of it.
I'll do that
everything.
Sometimes. I'm like, I see you're online.
Well, this is an interesting predicament now. This is interesting because, so Jess is in a situation. She's trying to make her very first married friend.
Yeah.
They had plans to possibly hang out.
We have tentative.
Jess said, how 6 o'clock? And then they never responded. Can't you say something? I think you can, the situation, right? She could, I mean, this is not like dating. You could
yes,
easily just follow up and just say, hey, does 6 work for you guys? Just following up and just like.
But I say, I wouldn't follow up till like Thursday though, right? Like, I wouldn't do it now.
Also,
like, I feel
if
like
he's an influencer, he might just be like that busy and like drowning in messages.
Totally, so, like, which is so fair.
I would give him till like Wednesday.
Wednesday,
that's totally fair.
Wednesday, you're gonna follow up. I still feel good about this. I still think there's a chance for Jess's very first married couple. Wednesday. Okay, we feel good about that.
And then if I don't hear back, then.
Then Jess will never talk to another human.
Then I literally won't talk to anyone ever again, and it'll go back to why I don't try to make friends anymore.
This is the problem. If Jess ever gets scorned, she just literally writes everybody off for the rest of
her
life.
No, it's true. The first time I tried to make a friend here, she tried to get free stuff from me, and I have not tried to make another friend since.
No, it's true.
That was 4 years ago.
True.
No, that's a true story.
It's true. If anyone ever scorns,
you know who
just,
you are.
It never happens. Oh my God. Okay. I mean, would you be able to rest, honestly, if you got a text from somebody saying that they were having an affair with your partner? It would be tough. And I don't know. honestly, if she decided to follow up with this or not, we don't find out till you do as well. It's time for our Talk Me Avid update. If you weren't here last week, this is where we follow up with listeners from the week before when they call in with these seemingly crazy ideas. Jess, where were we last week with Anonymous?
Anonymous got a random text last week from an unknown number basically telling her that her husband had been having an affair for 2 years. And this person said that if they wanted any more information to meet her at a said location and a specific time this last weekend.
So did she do that? I mean, we were kind of split, but like what the best way to handle that was last week. Luckily, this week we do have her back on. Hi, Anonymous. Good morning.
Hi.
Did you end up meeting up with this mystery woman?
No, I didn't.
You did not?
You didn't
no.
go?
No. I mean, I feel good about it. Like, there's still some, not doubt, because I really do trust my husband, but I think just more unsettled about how this person got my information, why they know this stuff about me and us. But no, we didn't go, and like we made that decision together, and I feel good about that. And
okay, how did you get to that decision? Because I felt like last week you were also on the fence about at least wanting to go and even having your husband go with you to see who this person was in the first place.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel it's bizarre, right? Like getting this text message about this person claiming to have an affair for 2 years with my husband is super bizarre.
Yeah,
but right.
My gut reaction wasn't like, oh my gosh, there's been signs, blah, blah, blah. It was more like, why is this person quasi-stalking us or me? Because 2 years is a long time to hide an affair. And
well,
there's
right.
And like no signs have been pointing to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like going was going to break trust more than it would build trust with us.
Mm.
You know, he took it as like, you're so skeptical that you have to go.
Right.
And it was more thinking about it, like it sounded more dangerous than anything else, especially since this person blocked us. So now like our thing is just to get to the bottom of it.
Like,
do we need to change our phone numbers? Do we need to figure out if they frauded us or stole our identity? Like that stuff is real.
Yeah. Right. Alarming.
I think there's something to be concerned about here, even if there's not an affair. And I think it is important because I don't know what my feelings are here. I don't even know if you know what your feelings are yet. I can't say that if somebody sent me a text that had all these details about my partner, no matter what happened, that I could 100% trust my partner, right? Like even if there's a 1% doubt, there's still going to be a shadow of doubt there.
Are you comfortable? Because I know that you made that decision, like you mentioned, because you felt like it would do more damage to the trust within your relationship. So I understand why you made the decision. But removing your husband's feelings out of it, how do you feel right now about the situation?
Exhausted and concerned. Yeah. I just don't want to be thinking about this and dealing with it anymore.
I think that the fact that I asked you 2 weeks ago if you would have any concerns, women's intuition is so real. And I think that the fact that you had no concerns, like, says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if there was something in your stomach that was telling you that like, hey, there's something up, I would say lean a lot more into it. And I probably would have told you to definitely have gone. Yeah, just keep investigating this a little bit. Don't make it your full focus, but just keep yourself safe. And like,
yeah, you guys are more concerned with the safety factors, which you have like every right to be.
And the fact that he's willing to look into this with you, I think is kind of a green flag to me. Again, it's a weird story for sure. But I think you guys are at least heading down the right path with this. And obviously, if you find out more, like we would definitely love to find out what happened with it. If more comes out, you know where we are. And I'm sure everybody would love to find out kind of what happened with that number. So you know where we're at. But thank you. Obviously, I know this was kind of a tricky situation. Mm-hmm. But thanks for keeping us posted with everything that went down with you guys.
Yeah, no, thank you for allowing me to just process all this.
Do you think that parents with kids should get priority over everything? I mean, I've been debating this now.
Is this about your sister?
No.
You have so much beef with
I question this because I really do feel like parents should get priority in some situations and others they really shouldn't. And this one, I've been questioning ever since Friday.
It depends. What happened?
This is Mix. It's Kramer and Jess. Hi, welcome to the show. Thank you for listening live, by the way. We appreciate that.
So I was in New York over the weekend. Friday, going up there was super busy. Train up there is always kind of crazy. So, I was able to find a seat next to the window. I get situated.
Ooh, okay.
Do you know where this is going?
It's a seating situation.
And the seating's tricky, right?
It is tricky.
I take Amtrak, open seating. Y'all, it's Friday. It's busy in there, right?
It is busy.
So, and window seats are prime, right? Yeah. And it's always kind of awkward because you know you're going to sit next to a stranger. Well, I was halfway up. All of a sudden, a woman with her kid gets in, mm-hmm. and it does get tricky. It is a hard situation, but
because if there's only like one seat open,
so I've already like got my laptop open. I'm working on some stuff for the podcast.
But you have a solo row.
I've got a solo row to myself, and keep in mind, it's the only solo row left in that train car. So,
and you have it.
This woman comes up to me and she goes, "Hey, I hate," and she was very nice. She goes, "Hey, I hate to bother you, but my son and I can't find another row just for him and I so we can sit together. Do you mind moving,
if I take it?
Do you mind if I move rows?" Now,
how old was her son?
He looked to be maybe 5 or 6.
Full.
Now,
did you tell him?
Hang on. Now, listen, before you judge, I had already had my laptop out. I was working on some stuff and like I there was not another window seat in the whole train.
Laptop's open?
No,
how long did it take? I just closed it.
But hang on.
It was 1 second.
There was not another window seat available. I kind of looked around and I was like, there's not another window seat available.
What do you need a window for it if you're working on your laptop? You're not even looking outside.
Because I need that plug. I need the plug available so like I work on stuff on the way up there.
Okay.
And so,
okay.
I had already had, mentally I had that time planned and like booked and like it was like first come, first serve. And so
yes.
I said, hey, listen,
yes.
I am so sorry.
You said no.
I need this time.
You don't.
To do it. And so now hang on, before everyone gets upset.
Okay.
Her and her son sat a few rows back and they just sat across from each other, one seat in the aisle seats across from each other. So they weren't like they were separated. They were fine.
Yeah.
Don't feel too bad for them or anything.
Yeah.
Was that the wrong thing? Should I have let them sit together in the same row? But now I was there first. I was there first.
It
was first come, first serve. I needed to also sit in that seat because of the plug.
Yes.
Was that a jerk move to make because of the situation?
Well, I'm not going to call you a jerk, but let me tell you what I would do if I was in the situation. Now, so let's say I'm there and I'm working on my stuff and my laptop is open and this mom comes up to me and her son is 5 years old.
Maybe 6.
I would have...
He may have been 6.
It doesn't matter,
I didn't
dude.
I ask for ID. I don't know.
It doesn't matter. If he's... If it was a teenager...
He could have been 4, though, too.
It's okay.
I'm not sure.
But if he's like a toddler, like, come on now. I literally... And I get about the plug situation. I would have moved, but I would have made sure I moved seats to someone that wasn't using the plug or that I could plug in and open my laptop. Because in that situation... There was just no reason for you to say no.
You were just
being a little bratty. But you know what, though? What I want you to do is I want you to stand on it. I want you to be like 10 toes down, no. And I'm being a brat. And
I
just want you to call yourself out. And that's fine. Like, that's what I want from you. I just need you to be like, you know what? I'm the person that's like not going to get up for you and your kid. And I need you to accept it.
I think
I just want to hear that from you.
I can't because I feel, I do, even to right now, I feel bad.
Because if you did, you would have gotten up.
It's open seating, right? I was there first. And that's how it works, right? So I understand that. And I needed that seat because I needed the plug. And so I understand that. So it's not like I was just being like,
but couldn't you have gone to somewhere else and like you can still use the plug.
I could reach over somebody.
Just put the cord underneath.
I had anxiety in that moment. I just said, hey, I'm sorry, but I need this seat.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.